The immensity of God is beyond our imagination. We are not talking about how big God is. We are talking about God's presence in relation to the whole of creation. In the first reading, we see how small we are before God. Before the Lord, the whole universe is as a grain from a balance or a drop of morning dew come down upon the earth. Just a drop of a morning dew. We are like a single grain or much, much smaller. Just a drop of morning dew. That is how small the whole universe is compared to God. How much more for us individuals? A tiny speck in the whole universe. What are we compared to God? With this, we can see how insignificant we are in the whole scheme of things. But no matter how insignificant we are in the whole universe, our insignificance does matter to God. Why so? We matter because we were created in the image and likeness of God. Because we matter to God, we are always called for the sins that we do. Because the sins that we do alienates us from God. We are always constantly called and reminded. In the last part of the first reading, it says, "Therefore, you rebuke offenders little by little, warn them and remind them of the sins they are committing, that they may abandon their wickedness and believe in you, O God." How does God remind us of our sins? There are a lot of ways. But it is always the church praying for us. The church prays for us that we may be worthy of God. In the second reading, St. Paul writes to the Thessalonians, "We always pray for you, that our God may make you worthy of his calling." In the beginning of the Mass, we are asked to acknowledge our sins. The priest celebrating the Mass would pray, "Remember, Lord, your church, spread throughout the world, and bring her to the fullness of charity." There are more prayers in the Mass for our conversion, and these prayers and more manifest itself in the people around us. In our daily goings-on in our life, the signs and symbols that we see, our activities, we are constantly being called back to church, back to Jesus. Our prime example that we have today is that of Zacchaeus. He was a tax collector. And tax collectors during the time of Jesus were big public sinners because they would take advantage of the people and enrich themselves. Zacchaeus was a sinful man. Look at how God changed his heart. He was curious who Jesus was. He wanted to see him. But look at what happened. It was Jesus who approached him. But that event of the meeting of Zacchaeus and Jesus was not just for Zacchaeus' conversion. It was for everyone who was present, who were around. And it is also for us today, a chance for conversion. Everyone was touched by the Holy Spirit during that day. And right now, we are being touched by the Spirit too. But on that particular day, the meeting of Jesus and Zacchaeus, it was only Zacchaeus and his household who was converted because Zacchaeus was touched by the Spirit of God and he opened his heart to Jesus. Those who were around were also touched by the Spirit of God, but they closed their hearts to Jesus. Now we are also being touched by the Holy Spirit. Are we to open our hearts and accept the invitation of Jesus, just like Zacchaeus did? Or are we to follow the others who said, "He has gone to stay at the house of a sinner"? Today, Jesus is imposing an invitation to us. He is asking, "Come down quickly, for today I must stay at your house." Are we to answer with, "Sorry, Jesus, not today. I have a date. I have a ball game to go to"? Or are we to come down quickly and receive him with joy.